We're talking with Andy Buchanan, who is one of the brains behind the new Wise Guide to Ballpark Stadiums. Hi, Andy. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Good, thanks. So you came out with three of these in last year, 2007.
Yes. We have new books. Actually, we branched out last year into auto racing, where we did one on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So that was a new thing for us. Before that, we had concentrated mostly on Major League Baseball and college football.
So the original baseball guides were the Yankees, the Cubs, and the Red Sox?
Yes, and we have one in AT&T Park in San Francisco as well. So right now we've got four baseball guidebooks and kind of still cranking them out and trying to expand. And, yeah, Wrigley Field was the initial one. We're both Chicagoans and longtime Cubs fans and Cubs season ticket holders, and both actually lived in the Wrigleyville neighborhood, so that was kind of a labor of love for us, and it did pretty well. So it seemed to catch on, and people liked the concept, and it allowed us to kind of branch out and do these other ones.
So describe what we would find in the typical guidebook.
Well, it's got the essence of it is you're going to a game that day. Here's pick this book up, and we'll help you get the most out of your game day experience. So there's information about the ballpark and the history of the ballpark and the team, but then also advice on here's the best concession stand to pick up a hot dog. Here's the best place to get a burger and a beer after the game. Here's a unique fan tradition that they do at Fenway Park, and so things like that. So it's a little bit of history, a little bit of kind of tips and advice on how to get the best out of your game day experience, and people seem to like it. And we try to not take ourselves too seriously. We are writing about going to a baseball game. We love going to games. We love eating hot dogs and drinking beer at the game and going out afterwards. So we try to have our books reflect that.
Now, how did you go about doing the research on these? Did you actually go to all these ballparks yourself?
It was tough. It was really tough. I'm kidding, of course. We did. We've been to all these ballparks. We also have kind of, as we've grown, set up, have a network of kind of writers all over the country and in these places. So, like I said, Wrigley Field was easy because we were longtime season ticket holders. But, yes, we went to Boston and went to games at Fenway Park, went to New York and went to games at Yankee Stadium and did that everywhere. And also kind of have set up this network of local writers that I interact with and that help me with a lot of the inside stuff.
Is it your plan to come out with a book for every single park?
We would love to. We are growing. We need people to buy more of our books. We got out there now. So, like anything, it's this is a startup of my brother and I. So it's we would love to continue to do that, and we're also kind of actively seeking possible sponsors, and are in some kind of promising talks on that end. And if we can get a good sponsor, we're ready to go to just crank. We'd love to crank out all of them, do all the baseball first of all, and then go from there.
What about cooperation from the ball clubs themselves?
We looked into that, and I sat down with the Cubs a couple years ago, and we actually went and met with Major League Baseball. There are the whole licensing issues. Right now we are not licensed by Major League Baseball. We avoid using any sort of logos or anything like that. And just we explored it, and at this point we're not looking to take that route. We're not ruling it out, but we kind of feel like we're, in a sense, the kind of outsider guides. Where
unofficial.
What's that?
Unofficial.
Yes, exactly. Frankly, we don't want, if we get licensed, Major League Baseball necessarily coming to us and saying, well, look, you said, in this Wrigley Field book, which we do, that, the hot dogs actually aren't that great inside the park, so go to Byron's Hot Dogs down the block and get a traditional Chicago-style dog there because it's much better.
I see you want to maintain your autonomy.
We'd love to. like I said, we're not completely against it. I mean, we're not completely against partnering, but right now we see ourselves more as true kind of outside guidebooks.
Now, what about your website now? Is there a new website for these?
There is. We have had a website since the beginning where we sold our books, but we've just created a new one called wiseguidesonline.com.
Can you spell that, please?
Yes, it's so wiseguidesonline.com, so WISEGUIDESONLINE.com, Wise Guides Online. And it's more of an interactive site. You can, when you go there, you can get our content, so stories. Now, you know, I said, we only had 4 Major League Baseball books right now, but we have content on all 30 Major League Baseball ballparks on there. So we have content on all the Major League ballparks, and fans can read that, and then they can also rate and review the ballparks and their experiences. So they can go on there and log on, say they went to a game at Fenway Park over the weekend, go in there on Monday and log on and kind of write about your experience and rate, you know, the food and the atmosphere and everything. And so we're looking to make it not only a place where fans can get information, but also where they can interact with the site and leave their own comments and information.
Now, looking at, I have the Yankee Guide in front of me. I hauled that out, and it's very nicely done. It's very compact. It fits easily in a pocket. And the fan can just take it with them, and it's like any other travel guidebook.
That's the idea. That literally, it can fit in your back pocket. So that was, as we were, you know, designing these things, that was the concept, that it's not a big, bulky book that you keep home. No, it's you put it in your pocket and take it with you to the game and look stuff up. And that's the concept behind the website. Is also, as everyone knows, people are all have these handheld devices where they're getting information and content now. And so the website now will allow folks to, you know, be at a game and say, well, where do you guys want to go after the game? And go to Wise Guides Online and look up a good local bar or restaurant, and there you go.
Sounds good. Okay, Andy Buchanan, Wise Guide, Guides to Baseball Ballparks. Thank you very much, and good luck with the coming season.
Thanks, and thanks for having me.